Well, folks, we are here for our culture segment on The Boundless Show and taking a little turn seasonally here on the culture segment because for those of you that are our U.S. listeners, which is many, we know, although we love you international people, too. Love you. But we are heading into our election season here in the United States. And so I am very pleased to welcome Carrie Earle to the show. Hey, Carrie.
Hi, Lisa.
Very good to have you. Carrie is our vice president of public policy here at Focus on the Family, which basically means that she has to wade into issues every day. She has to follow what's going on. She and her team, I will say, she's not solely responsible for following every state initiative and every ballot measure that's going out there and every candidate. But she certainly has to have kind of her thumb on a broad brush spectrum and some of the details. So we thought we would bring her here to kind of help us wade through again, what to expect as we head into November, which, hello, here we are, like, what, a week out, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know where this year has gone, quite frankly. It gets away from me, and now I'm like, well, I need to start cranking on my own research related to this. So, but Carrie, I just wanted to start out our conversation, because we're going to try to give some folks some help here, knowing that some people are super pumped and motivated to speak into the elections, and other people are like, meh, don't even care, don't even know, don't feel like I should care, don't really know what to do about it. So the first thing I kind of wanted to ask you was, do you have an idea of, as we hear the talk, because all I'm hearing are ads and they're driving me berserk, I don't even know how to say that word, berserk. What is most important to Americans this time around, would you say, from what you're hearing? And what is most important to Christians? And do they differ? Where are we seeing a divide? What is that looking like as far as the general temperature?
Well, 2014 is an off election year in the sense that we don't have a presidential race this year. So there's still a lot going on. Mm-hmm. It is still something to be engaged. It's important to know at the national level, every seat in the U.S. House, which is the representative side of Congress, is open. Wow. One third of all the U.S. Senate seats are open. Plus, there's a couple special elections. You've also got key ballot initiatives going on in several states on issues like gambling and life, abortion-related ballot initiatives. So it is important to just have a vague idea. And you're right that people are in different levels, at different stages of your life. You may be more involved or less involved. But the main thing is not to be apathetic. Mm-hmm. And when we talk to people or we hear people and they're so concerned about the direction of the nation, and that can go any number of ways, and they want to know, what can they do? One of the most simple, practical, and most impactful things that you can do is vote. Mm-hmm. That really does make a difference. To sit home is really to let somebody else make these decisions for you. Somebody's running the country, right? Yeah. Somebody. Yeah. I'd like to know who it is someday, too. But
I'm just glad it's not me, quite frankly. That's all I can say.
I think I would be great as the Empress of the universe.
You would.
But
I just can't speak for
myself. That's just my own psychosis.
Yeah.
But somebody's making decisions. And as an American citizen, as an adult, you have some say in that. Mm-hmm. And for us not to engage civically as Americans first and as Christians second, I think is to really miss the ball on this. The ads are making me crazy, too. And it happens every year. Just remember that. Just remember that. If you live in a state where you have a mail-in ballot, you can vote early. We do that in Colorado. And then they'll quit calling you and mailing to you. But you still have to listen to the radio and TV ads. So that's just part of the system. I mean, we live in a country where you can get your message out. Mm-hmm. And granted, there are special interests involved. That's just the human side of this. But God has given Americans the opportunity to pick our own government.
Yeah.
And that is a unique place around the world. When I think about the things that motivate me, I am motivated by defending religious freedom because I think that's just foundational for our nation. Mm-hmm. I am motivated by the Christians being persecuted in the Middle East. That breaks my heart. I'm motivated by the Ebola breakout in Western Africa. So when I think about those things, what can I do? There are places I can donate money, I can pray, but I can vote, Lisa.
Yeah.
I can have a say in the policies that are going to be affecting that international as well as the domestic scenarios. And this is your opportunity to do it.
Yeah. So as we look at that, I mean, usually we hear historically that Americans in general, and certainly young adults, care most about what affects them most personally. So we know all the domestic issues, you know, we're kind of like, okay, we are talking about religious freedom, we're talking about jobs, we're talking about healthcare, we're talking about, of course, all of that. But people right now are freaking out about Syria. We're freaking out about ISIS, about Ebola. How are those issues coming into play in this election? And how do you know? Because all candidates are like, I care about what's going on in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. No, I care more than you care. And how do we even know? I mean, where can we get some informed information on this?
It's hard because it is kind of hard sometimes to tie candidates down. Mm-hmm. And most of us don't have time to go attend their town halls. We can go to their website. We can see what they say. You can check voting records. Mm-hmm. You can also go to the websites of organizations that track elected folk and what their records are on these issues. If you're living in a state and you're not new to that state, you've probably got a vague idea. Mm-hmm. You probably have some idea of how the political parties operate, of how you may want to vote in a state legislative race versus a member of Congress or a U.S. senator. Mm-hmm. And I would encourage folks, if you're really passionate about things and candidate A supports what you're passionate about, candidate B is totally against it, mm-hmm. be a single issue voter. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that. If it's very clear to you on your baseline issues, candidate A versus candidate B, vote that way. Mm-hmm. And bear in mind, too, I feel like personally, when I can trust somebody with the life issue, mm-hmm. when I feel like they land well mm-hmm. on the value and dignity of the human person, then I think I can trust them with roads and taxes to some degree. Mm-hmm. You're not going to find a perfect candidate. There is no perfect candidate. And that's what gets frustrating, even in a republic like the United States, is we have people to choose from, but there's a whole political system that gets them on that ballot. Yeah. There are a lot of different influences. As I said, there are special interests. That's just the way it works. And I'd much rather have that than to be a Christian in Iraq right now, hoping I'm going to survive in a situation where I could lose my life.
Right.
So most certainly for us not to engage is really to not defend our brothers and sisters around the world, because people look to the United States. They look to us for help, whether it's clean water, whether it is protection from foreign forces that would come in. Mm-hmm. And we need to have people in offices that are going to pay attention to that. Mm-hmm. Now, also, the local races, people say, well, that local city commission, county commission person, they may not make a decision about religious freedom or abortion or international politics. Well, they may not today, but politics is always a feeder.
Yeah.
And people who are called to public service are often starting at a lower level and then working their way up. Okay. You just have to look at anybody who's been in public office. So
what are some of the, you referenced, of course, certain seats that are up for grabs, mm-hmm. what that looks like. I mean, that's a huge swath of opportunity there. Yep. What are some other, either in key states, what are some of the big measures that really, like, what can happen? I mean, with voters turning out, what are some big decisions that can be made? I mean, I know I've referenced this on the show before, like when Colorado legalized pot, I was just so amazed. I was like, who wants this? Who wants this? And it happened. And people turned out who want to smoke pot, people. And we now can do it legally in Colorado. So, I mean, it's like this idea that your vote doesn't matter and you can't put something through is totally bogus. I mean, but when we're talking about states, big things that are up for grabs, what are some examples that people should be aware of?
Well, there are different ballot initiatives, but I would also look toward your state legislature and the composition of your state legislature, because those policies are going to have perhaps even a more direct impact on you than some of the federal ones. Mm-hmm. Of course, people are concerned about health care. They're concerned about, is Obamacare taking people's health care because of the high level of mandatory benefits that have to be in it? Are we moving toward a single payer system? So, of course, that's a concern. Jobs, as you said. Mm-hmm. But I think people in states are just concerned about who's running the state, you know, who's the governor, what kinds of policies, what kinds of taxes are coming down. Mm-hmm. The whole area with recreational marijuana is certainly being pushed by people who have a different agenda than we do here at Focus on the Family. We are not seeing good outcomes in the two states that have passed that. So that's certainly something to think about. But the idea that my vote doesn't matter isn't true at all. We've seen in countless elections, just a handful of votes can make a difference. In the 2000 presidential election, remember it was Al Gore and Bush, mm-hmm. W. Bush, and it came down to 537 votes in Florida. Hmm. Remember the hanging chads mm-hmm. versus the dangling chads, mm-hmm. and President Bush won that election. He was able to get the electoral votes based on 537 votes. Hmm. That is really close. We also had a state representative in 2008, I'm sorry, a member of Congress, won by 4 votes in Alaska.
Wow.
So when you think your vote doesn't count, that is not the record through history.
Yeah.
Votes matter, and you need to be engaging.
Yeah, that's good. So you referenced us being in an off election year, but as we head towards another presidential season, what are some things that we need to think about? I mean, coming through this November, heading into these next couple of years, what may change? What hangs in the balance? What are we looking at? I mean, I think we could either, you know, again, I talk about freaking out. It's very easy to be like, is there any hope for our nation? And, you know, blah, 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 really despairing. But knowing that we could see some good turns as well, what do we need to keep in mind with the way we vote this season that will affect mm-hmm. us in a couple mm-hmm. years?
Well, first of all, in order to vote this year, you've got to be registered. Mm-hmm. And in some states, that's already closed,
yeah.
but not all states. So I would encourage, if you don't do anything after listening to us chat here today, mm-hmm. go to our website, focusonthefamily.com/vote. Hmm. That's going to take you to a website we've created where there's a widget. You can go in and find out if you're registered. And if you're not registered, does your state allow late registration?
Okay.
And if you're not registered, you could still get registered in some states. So looking forward to 2016, if you're not registered, get registered as soon as you can. Also, if you've moved, you've gotten married, you've had some change like that in your life, you need to update that registration. Mm. So as we look at 2016, President Obama's term limited, so he will not be running. Mm-hmm. So what you're probably going to see at a presidential level is like the day after the election this November, mm-hmm. people are going to start jockeying. They're going to start going to Iowa. You're going to start seeing polling.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
And
for
you're
sure.
going to have awesome. 2 years of this.
2 years.
I know. But I'd much rather have that than live in a country where somebody else decides
yeah.
all the policies. So I'd rather engage and work it out here with our form of government. So that's going to be important. Watch this November very significantly what party takes the U.S. Senate, whether the Democrats retain control or the Republicans take it. In an off-year election, you generally see the minority party that doesn't have the White House, may not have all the both chambers of Congress. You usually see them with an uptick. Mm. Bear in mind, too, politics is always a pendulum. It will swing one direction, and then it will swing another direction. Now, I agree with you. I think just in my lifetime, I have seen the nation deteriorate morally. We have more unplanned pregnancy, more babies out of wedlock, more divorce. The abortion rates are down. There are some good things, but it's really a struggle morally in this nation of where we're going to go. So many issues that people care about, and it's easy to get divisive and it's easy to get discouraged. But I think that's one of the easy thing is to go vote. The hard thing is between now and 2016 to stay positive, to stay engaged, to pay attention. And if you're not a policy or political wonk, that's going to be a bit of a challenge for you. But mm-hmm. the very, very least, be registered, vote, and be an educated voter. I got to tell you, the first time I voted for president, and I won't tell you what year that was because it's been a while, mm-hmm. I literally was a bumper sticker voter. Hmm. I went into the booth, and I had seen a bumper sticker, and I literally voted that way. And uh-huh. I look back on that now, and you know, I'm not being hard on myself, but I was kind of ashamed that, because I love civics. Mm-hmm. I love learning about government. I just didn't really take the time to research. Mm-hmm. So find out just, you know, who are your friends, who are people of influence who may be more bent toward political engagement, and find out where some resources are so that they can make it quick and dirty for you. Mm-hmm. That's the society we live in. We want to make it easy for people. And that's why focusonthefamily.com/vote is a great location to go. We have other resources. We have videos. We have a number of widgets. Mm-hmm. Focusonthefamily.com/vote.
Okay. And I know that also, is there a place where folks can get information from our, like state by state, where candidates stand? I know they've responded to questionnaires and have seen information related to that if they want stuff more specific to their state.
There are family policy councils that are associated with Focus on the Family in about 38 states. That is a different website, and I don't know if you want to put that link somewhere maybe on your website.
Sure,
but
we'll
if you go to focusonthefamily.com, social issues,
okay,
on that page you will see our state groups, okay, and just click on that link and it'll take you to the map where you can find out if there is a group in your state. Many of these groups do have voter guides.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're on the Focus on the Family list, you may have gotten an email from us for some of those states. But again, the U.S. Senate is what to watch. That's going to make a difference going into 2016. Find out where you can just get some information in your state or in your community, be registered to vote, and be educated. Just do some basic reading and go to people you trust that you know they share your worldview, mm-hmm, and they will be able to help you with that likely.
Awesome. Carrie, as we close out here, would you be willing just to pray for the elections, mm-hmm, for what's going on in the nation, for the decisions that will be made, for those of you listening who need to get out? And most of you I know are registered. You do care. So make sure that you are getting your vote in as well. We need to have that happen. We need to represent here at Boundless and the Boundless Show. So, mm-hmm, Carrie, please pray for us.
Thank you. I will. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the privilege of living in a country where we get to choose our leaders. Mm-hmm. And it's unfathomable to us that there are people all around the world who don't have the privilege, and yet 1 in 7 Americans is not registered to vote. And we just take that conviction to our hearts. Father, we thank you for your word. Matthew 25, you have told us to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to care for the sick. But like the Good Samaritan, we have an opportunity to also prevent those bad policies, to prevent those attacks, to prevent those crimes, to prevent the heartache that can come to people in the natural realm. So we pray that you would equip us in your power, in your spirit, that you would put people in our paths who would lead us to the information that we need. And most of all, Father God, we ask that you would help us not to be complacent. Your word is very strong about complacency. That is not what you've called your believers to be. You have called us to be salt and light. And an election year is an opportunity to do that brilliantly, mm-hmm, to be that light that you have called us to be. And I pray a blessing on every person listening. And thank you for motivating them and helping us, Father, to be the citizens, to civically engage in the way you would have us be. And we ask this in the glorious name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Carrie, thanks so much for weighing in on this. And those of you out there who are our international friends, I want to tell you, obviously, these principles apply to you as well when your time comes. But in the coming week, do pray for the U.S. Pray for those of us here. You know who you are. And I'm talking to our Australian friends, our friends in the U.K., our friends in Singapore, in China, in Europe, all there and beyond. We hear from you all the time, so we know that you're there. And so, thanks so much for doing that on our behalf. Thanks again, Carrie.
Thank you, Lisa.